Will the Supreme Court pause recent court ruling denying Trump's immunity claim? Trellis Law Blog for February 14th, 2024, written by Amanda Leonard. This week, former President Trump petitioned the Supreme Court to pause a decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia that rejected his claim of immunity from prosecution on charges related to his role in the January 6th Capitol riots. Many see this as Trump's final attempt to argue for total immunity, as two lower courts have already rejected his claims. Others see this as Trump trying to delay or stall criminal proceedings against him as he enters critical campaign months for the upcoming presidential election. Let's get into the details. At the beginning of February, a D.C. appeals court found that a criminal trial surrounding charges against Trump for his role in the January 6th Capitol riots can move forward after the three-judge panel rejected the former president's claims that he is immune from prosecution because of executive immunity. After public arguments to the court, the panel expressed skepticism of Trump's legal arguments, finding that a claim of absolute immunity in this circumstance posed a danger to the nation's constitutional system. Additionally, the panel rejected the idea that the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. As a result, the appeals court denied Trump's immunity defense and gave him until this week to ask the Supreme Court to intervene. For more details on this case, check out our previous blog posts on the matter. Will the Supreme Court weigh in? Now the case is back in the hands of the Supreme Court, and on Monday, Trump's lawyers asked the highest court in the land to pause the D.C. appeals court's ruling rejecting Trump's absolute immunity. According to the New York Times, quote, unless the justices issue a stay while they consider whether to hear his promised appeal, proceedings in the criminal trial, which have been on hold, will resume, end quote. The Supreme Court has heard its fair share of Trump-related lawsuits in the last few weeks. Just last week, the court heard oral arguments in the Colorado ballot case concerning whether Trump should be allowed to remain on the state's primary ballot after the Colorado Supreme Court found that he was disqualified for his attempts to subvert the 2020 presidential election. The nation's highest court had already weighed in on the current matter of presidential immunity in December 2023 when they declined to decide whether Trump was immune from prosecution on the charges related to January 6th and whether he played a role in plotting to overturn the 2020 election. At that time, the Supreme Court denied Jack Smith's request to the justices to, quote, bypass the appeals court and decide the immunity issues themselves without delay, end quote. Because the justices said no at the time that they wouldn't weigh in on the matter, the case moved forward, resulting in the three-panel decision by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals rejecting Trump's absolute immunity against prosecution claim. The case is now back in the Supreme Court's hands, as the court now must decide after allowing the appeals court to have the first crack at the case. The question now remains, what will the high court do? With options including fast-tracking the case, as it did with the Colorado oral arguments, or allowing the case on the court's usual schedule, which would most likely delay any trial until past the election. Regardless of how the Supreme Court decides to weigh in, there will be broader implications for the 2024 presidential election against the backdrop of an already divisive time in American politics. Broader implications. Whether the Supreme Court will issue a stay until the justices decide if they will hear Trump's appeal will determine whether proceedings in his D.C. criminal trial, which has already been on hold pending this appeal, will resume. Some experts believe this is another one of Trump's attempts to stall criminal proceedings against him to eliminate conflict with his bid for the White House because, quote, unless the justices move quickly, the trial could be pushed into the heart of the 2024 campaign or even past the election, end quote. According to Trump's application to the Supreme Court, his lawyers argued that, quote, in 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts, nor should they be, end quote. The panel in the D.C. appeals case limited Trump's litigation options in an attempt to prevent him from running out the clock and pushing proceedings until after the election. They did this by holding that the criminal proceedings would move forward at the trial court level, quote, unless he sought a stay from the Supreme Court by Monday, end quote. The panel also made clear that even if Trump asked for a review of his case by the full appeals court, the clock would not stop on the criminal proceedings and that the trial would still move forward regardless. In his bid to the Supreme Court, Trump asked the justices to restore that interim option, asking the court to pause the D.C. appeals court decision while he asked the full appeals court to rehear its decision in the ordinary course before seeking the Supreme Court to weigh in. If the Supreme Court grants Trump's request, it will slow matters down considerably. The criminal trial was previously set to begin on March 4th, but the judge presiding over the case, Honorable Tanya S. Chutkan, removed it from her docket, waiting to see if the Supreme Court justices will act. Will the High Court decide to weigh in? Check back with the blog as we continue to follow this developing story. Interested in election law? Check out Trellis. Trellis is an AI-driven state trial court research and analytics platform. We make the fragmented U.S. trial court system searchable through a single interface, and we provide practitioners with analytical insights on judges, cases, and opposing counsel to make actionable decisions in court. Save time on legal research and writing by tracking lawsuits throughout various states and staying updated with documents from ongoing litigation. Request a demo today and experience the ease of our analytics and API, providing you with the tools needed to streamline your legal practice.